Through the 16th and 17th centuries, Protestants and Catholics fought over this land in a conflict whose visual scars can be found in churches across the country. There's no more powerful evidence of that than Ely Cathedral. Though later much restored, Ely remains an exquisite jewel of Gothic architecture. Its cavernous nave, its ornate carvings that still reflect their medieval colours. And high above, this extraordinary octagonal lantern, almost a gateway to heaven itself. But during the great religious schism, the splendour of Ely would fall victim to one of England's most infamous Protestant reformers. On the 9th of January 1644, Oliver Cromwell, who was then governor of Ely, marched into this cathedral in what is one of the most mythologized and probably highly embellished incidents in the English religious civil wars. It's hard to imagine it now because it all feels so tranquil here. But the story goes that Cromwell went up to the priest who was conducting evening service, told him to put away his version of the prayer book, to stop the choir singing, the kind of turn off the music moment. And then he either actively encouraged, or at least did nothing to stop, his troops turning on the fabric and the images and the glass in the place. They went through the vestry and the cloisters. What they did was basically smash the place up. Cromwell's attack was just one assault in a long campaign against the images at Ely. For these reformers, the worship of holy images was a Catholic superstition, a distraction from the pure word of God. The images at Ely had to go. And here in the Lady Chapel, there remains evidence of widespread destruction on another occasion.